On Tuesday, New Hanover County Commissioners will vote to approve a new deal to redevelop the government center. The new arrangement will save millions in financing, but involves selling public land to a developer for $2 million less than originally planned. The redevelopment of New Hanover County's government center is a public-private partnership with local developer Cape Fear FD Stonewater. The deal has two parts. Stonewater will build a new, taxpayer-funded government center, and it will buy public land for the private construction of commercial, retail, and residential units. In the initial deal, approved by commissioners last June, Stonewater would have built the new complex and the county would essentially enter a 20-year rent-to-own agreement. However, the local government commission, part of the North Carolina Department of the Treasurer, discouraged this agreement, telling the county it could hypothetically save up to $20 million over 20 years by self-financing the project. So county staff renegotiated the deal. The new proposal looks largely the same, except for the sale price of the public land to Stonewater, which has dropped by about $2 million. During last week's county agenda meeting, Commissioner Rob Zappel asked Chief Financial Officer Lisa Wurzbacher about the decrease.
The amount that we're getting was negotiated down substantially from about $4.9 million down to $2.8 million. Well, thinking behind that,
rationale behind that is in the original agreement, they were paying double what the appraised value is. Mm-hmm.
Stonewater confirmed it offered to pay whichever was higher, either the appraised rate or their initial purchase price offer. With a new arrangement, Stonewater said it mutually agreed with the county to pay a lower rate. County Manager Chris Coudray noted that the county is still getting market value for its land and offered this explanation for the lower sale price.
So part of it is recognizing the developer still needs to make some degree of money on the deal, and what they were going to make in the lease agreement is no longer an option.
Coudray said in the original deal, the county would have paid Stonewater around 4.5 to 5% interest, more than double the rate the county will now get by self-financing. To compensate Stonewater for the profit it is losing out on by essentially acting as a lender, the county agreed to the lower rate for the public land sale. The project, which is expected to contain 5% affordable housing units, could break ground as early as next month. For WHQR, I'm Ben Shockman.